AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump visiting Japan on this Memorial Day says he is not personally bothered by North Korea's recent short-range missile tests.
No, I'm not. I am personally not.
But standing next to him, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe disagreed with Mr. Trump, saying the missile tests violate UN Security Council resolutions. Japan sees short-range missiles as a threat to its security. The president also let Joe Biden have it, saying he agrees with North Korea's leader about Joe Biden.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
The National Weather Service says the tornado that tore through El Reno, Oklahoma over the weekend, killing two people and injuring dozens of others, had wind speeds up to 165 miles per hour. The two people who were killed were in a mobile home park. Matt White is the mayor of El Reno.
People have absolutely lost everything. You're not going to believe the devastation. You've seen some of the pictures.
Early yesterday, another tornado destroyed several buildings and knocked down trees and power lines in the Tulsa area. Bart Starr has died. The Hall of Fame quarterback died yesterday at the age of 85 in Birmingham, Alabama. His old team, the Packers, say he had been in failing health since suffering two strokes and having a heart attack in 2014. Fiat Chrysler is proposing a merger with the French carmaker Renault, aimed at saving billions of dollars for both companies as the industry pivots to electric and autonomous vehicles. The merged company would be the world's number three automaker. French police have arrested two suspects following an explosion in the city of Lyon that wounded 13 people last week. The interior minister announced the first arrest on Twitter. This is AP Radio News. House Democrats can't seem to decide whether they think President Trump should be impeached.
Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, who chairs the House Democratic Caucus, says the party needs to focus on its agenda.
We'll proceed as Speaker Pelosi has eloquently laid out, methodically yet aggressively, to get to the truth.
But Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib believes more Democrats are favoring impeachment.
I think it is moving towards that. It's going to demand it. It already is.
Jeffries and Tlaib spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is battling her members.
She knows an impeachment would be political suicide.
Fewer than one-third of the 23 Democrats vying for the presidential nomination have called for impeachment. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Gasoline is $2.83 a gallon today if you're traveling on this Memorial Day. A year ago, it was $2.97. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.